From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Acting on a tip from U.S. intelligence, Pakistani troops have rescued a U.S. national team, that is, U.S. and Canadian family, from a tribal region near the Afghan border. President Trump praising the release of that family.
The Pakistani government's cooperation is a sign that it is honoring America's wish that it do more to provide security in the region. And I want to thank the Pakistani government. I want to thank Pakistan. They worked very hard on this, and I believe they're starting to respect the United States again.
U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis gave reporters almost no information on the operation that led to the family's freedom, other than to say, in his words, it's a very good moment and we intend to work with Pakistan in a collaborative way. United States says it is withdrawing from UNESCO, accusing the organization of anti-Israeli bias. Chris Hagedorn is in charge of the U.S. mission to UNESCO.
Unfortunately, this venue has become politicized, undermining the work of UNESCO across its mandate. It's become a venue for anti-Israel bias. And unfortunately, we are taking the decision to withdraw from UNESCO at this time.
Hours later, Israel announced that it would also be leaving the UN body. Palestinian Hamas faction says it has reached a deal with its rival Fatah faction over the political reconciliation. Deal includes a plan to hand over responsibility for the Rafah border crossing in Gaza to the United Government. The agreement follows last month's decision by the militant Hamas faction to allow the Fatah movement to resume control of Gaza. This is VOA News. U.S.-based Human Rights Watch has published a report on Turkey claiming torture and abductions are being used against the people who are accused of terrorism or being behind last year's failed coup. That story now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
The Human Rights Watch report said its investigation revealed people in Turkey accused of links to terrorism or with last year's coup attempt have been tortured while in police custody. Benjamin Ward of Human Rights Watch says the investigation of 11 cases reveals an alarming trend.
We've got a pattern of people being subject to horrible abuse, severe beatings, people being stripped naked, in some cases people being sexually assaulted or threatened with sexual assault. Very serious ill treatment indeed.
The report says all cases investigated were related to the Turkish state's war against the Kurdish insurgency or people linked to last year's failed coup. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says President Trump's committed to disaster relief for hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. Sanders issued the statement hours after Mr. Trump said government response teams could not remain in the U.S. territory indefinitely. Mr. Trump also cited a television host for the Sinclair Broadcasting Group as suggesting Puerto Rico as responsible for its dire financial situation, which has been complicated recently by Hurricane Maria. Rescue workers in northern parts of the U.S. state of California are using cadaver-sniffing dogs to search for bodies, all of those in the ruins of homes burned to the ground by wildfires. The fires have killed at least 27 people since Sunday. Sonoma County Sheriff Robert Giordano.
Identification is going to be hard. So far in the recoveries, we have found bodies that were almost completely intact, and we have found bodies that were nothing more than ash and bones. And that is why identification might take a long time in some of the cases.
22 fires are still burning, with firefighters partially controlling only one. More than 75,000 hectares have burned so far, including some of Northern California's world-famous vineyards and wineries. At least 3,500 homes and businesses have been destroyed. Asian stock markets subdued today following losses on Wall Street on Thursday as investors awaited corporate earnings and U.S. inflation data. Benchmark U.S. crude oil added 27 cents to $50.87 a barrel. Brent crude rose 25 to $56.50 a barrel. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.